This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 30th of May 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
Can you turn it up a little bit? Just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week, we're joined by the London-based trio Happiness. The band's sound harks back to college rock and American indie bands of the 90s, such as Pavement and Sparkle Horse. Their debut album, Weird Little Birthday, wanders between scuzzy anthems and lo-fi ballads, and their almost whispered lyrics are so cleverly and wittily crafted that they've even won awards. We'll hear from Ash Cooper and Johnny Allen from the band soon, but first, here's Happiness performing It's On You.
You got laid and I washed and you said that was fine. You said you didn't like the government or school. You're so cruel. You're just like Robin Hood. I can't get it. What makes you think I'd want to anyway?
I'm very pleased to be joined by Happiness in the studio. Thanks for a great session, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for it.
You just got back from quite a lengthy tour of North America. How was that?
Yeah, it was really good. We've learned a lot about America.
We've learned that it's very easy to get sunburned in the Nevada desert if you take your shirt off.
We've learned that sometimes food that is packaged and branded really well doesn't necessarily taste particularly good. Some of it does, but a lot of it doesn't.
But how about the gigs? How was playing in America?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was nice to kind of go to places that we'd never been to and never really kind of thought of going to, and have, even if it was just like a handful of fans there who know the record and like came to see us. That was really nice. Kind of felt good travelling that far or being that far away from home and playing to people that kind of got the record. That was really cool.
There's a song called Las Cascadas by Happiness.
Well, let's move on then to the record Weird Little Birthday. And you actually released it last year, but you've released it again this year,
yeah,
but with additional bonus tracks. What was the thinking behind the additional tracks? Because some of them were from EPs that you released before and after. So what made the cut?
We'd done 3 releases, not including the album.
Mm.
So it's a track from each of the releases.
Okay.
And then a new single, chronologically, and to make it easy.
I've been reading that a lot of your songs are ideas for movies.
It is kind of true. We do that.
We had a stupid thing where, when we were writing a lot of the songs, somebody would kind of come up with a dubious scenario and we'd shout movie idea and make a short movie idea out of it, and they'd all be a bit terrible.
There are a lot of
recordings. Anyone ever made them into films, they'd just be totally unwatchable.
There are a few that I think, with the right cast and crew.
We wrote AI once.
Yeah.
You wrote it?
We didn't realise it was AI until after. And then I wrote The Others the other day as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
Someone else wrote The Others before someone wrote The Others as well. So that's been written a few times.
Yeah, and
When I wrote AI, I was so excited for months. And then Johnny kept on telling me that it was AI, and I was like, yeah, but I don't think it is. Then I watched AI, and it was exactly the movie I'd imagined.
Exactly AI.
Yeah. I think Steven Spielberg did something.
So no plans to pitch to Hollywood yet?
We're trying to find an original one. And then
yeah. We're very stubborn and very specific. So there's one movie idea that we have. It's going to be quite a big budget because there are quite a lot of quite well-known actors in it.
Okay.
And we can't settle on anyone other than the exact cast that we need.
We're on a trajectory, we think, where we'll give it a few years, but we're trying to infiltrate the kind of inner circle of Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, make a few friends, cozy up, schmooze, and get some at least pretty cheap cameos for our movie.
Yeah.
That's...
It's all a social climbing effort.
Okay. That's what it all is.
Well, watch this space.
It's a fake war.
What's your recording process like? Where do you like to record, and do you come up with lyrics first or the tune first?
We self-produce everything and we really enjoy that. So I guess along with that process, we can kind of basically do things exactly how we want to, and that fluctuates, totally depends. Sometimes we'll come up with like a chord idea and build a song on top of that. Sometimes a lyric, sometimes neither. Like, it just kind of... Sometimes we'll just spend a whole day sitting around doing nothing, and that's fine. It's kind of all part of a kind of, not a lazy process, but just a kind of like quite relaxed process of like doing stuff exactly how we want to do it, both in terms of structuring a day around recording, but also the process of actually recording and writing.
I was thinking about it the other day, and we met, I mean, there are a lot of people who have the attitude of kind of never be in the studio longer than a set period of time, like a couple of weeks or whatever, and get everything down while it's there and while it's fresh. And I think we definitely have that, because we'll just when we're sitting around, it's not because we have stuff to do. It's sitting around waiting for ideas to come. And then as soon as the ideas come, we'll kind of get them down within 24 hours. And sometimes that'll just be the end of it. And that'll be the thing that gets sent off for mixing and gets put on the record.
That happened quite a lot on the album. Some of our favourite tracks on the album were just happened very quickly.
We're definitely like pretty strong believers in kind of just in kind of the initial inspiration being pretty important. Because as soon as ideas change and you have too much time to think about them, I think they come out a little more, they feel a little more kind of processed and thought through and I guess less kind of new or whatever.
So. And do you think you need to be in a certain environment for those ideas to come through?
We definitely find it a lot easier when it's just us three hanging out.
This is Montreal
Rock Band somewhere.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guests were Happiness. The band has a couple of dates in Europe before heading back to North America this summer, and their album Weird Little Birthday is out now on Moshi Moshi Records. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell, and I'm Holly Fisher. Join us again next week for live music from New Zealand's Unknown Mortal Orchestra. But until then, have a great weekend and thanks for tuning in.